saying in your presentation that the role of the national research and educational records, that they are very important to LSST, especially when it goes into operation in 2022. Can you talk a little bit about this, the importance of this collaboration?
Sure. So LSST will be taking 15 terabytes of optical astronomical image data, and we're sending that data from Chile up to our main processing center in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, as well as to another processing center in Lyon, France. In order to do this, we need very high-speed, reliable networks. We need 100 gigabit per second capacity and path diversity for reliability. And in order to do that, we've partnered with various RENs, national RENs, from Chile, from Brazil, from the United States, from France, and we're using those networks to achieve this important data transfer. In addition to this, we really need these networks and the NRENs to operate together as a single entity, because if we have a failure in one part of the network, we may need some alterations in another part of the network to compensate for this. So it's very, very important for us to ensure that there's consistent monitoring, consistent performance tracking, consistent reliability across the NRENs. And this is what we hope to be a strong use case for in terms of establishing what we call a virtual network operating center for LSST with the collaboration of all of the NRENs.